Our last story of cheating death comes from storyteller Obi Pressman. Of course, no one can cheat death in the long run. Sometimes it's about squeezing out just a little extra time and a little more meaning from life. Obi's story is about encountering someone in those late stages of life and finding an unexpected connection. He told it at Sound Effect's live storytelling event over the summer.
The ad read, "Help wanted, with chores around the house, heavy lifting, and going for walks. Weekday afternoons, $12 an hour cash." Even for the classifieds and the local weekly, it struck me as a little odd, and I knew I wasn't getting the whole story. But I needed a job, and I needed a win. The last year had been the hardest of my entire life. My parents had gone bankrupt, losing everything, including our family home. My father then left my mother for another woman. And within a month of that, my college girlfriend of 2 years told me she was leaving me for another guy, and I had to move out of our shared place. So by the time the school year came to an end, I was just looking for any way to feel stable and all right. So I screwed up my courage, and I called the number listed. And the phone rang and rang and rang. And finally it picks up, and it's this breathless older woman's voice, and she says, "Hello?" And I say, "Hi, I'm calling about the ad." She says, "Okay, tell me about yourself." And I do. And she says, "Okay, why don't you come over tomorrow and I'll tell you about my situation." So the next day, I find her place and I knock on the door. And again, there's this long pause. And finally, she opens the door, she invites me in, and we go sit down in the living room, and she tells me her story. Mary's heart was failing her, and she was on a waiting list for a transplant. But in the meantime, her doctors wanted her to stay as active as she possibly could. And she needed help with this because her husband worked long hours during the week. She said, "What do you think?" And it was a revelatory moment for me because despite all the trouble that I had just had with these other people in my life, I could help this woman. And I said to her, "I would love to do this." And she said, "Oh, good. Let's go for a walk right now." And so we got up, I gave her my arm, and out we went. And it was a beautiful summer afternoon, and we strolled through it arm in arm. And then after a little bit, she got tired, and we sat down, and it gave me a minute to reflect. And it was the first time in months that I felt completely at ease. And I didn't want or need to be anywhere but in that precise moment. And then she got her breath back, and we got up, and we finished her walk. And when we were done, she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Sign me up, please." And she said, "Oh, great." And she paid me for my time there, and I was on my way. And from then on afternoons, I'd head over to Mary's place. And some days I'd help around the house. Other days we'd go for walks. And sometimes she couldn't do anything but to sit and talk. And she had all of these amazing stories because her husband's work had taken them all around the world. And she'd raised her children in all these different places. And now her children were grown, and she was so proud of them. And of course she had grandchildren, and she loved and adored them. And that's how the summer passed. And then one Saturday morning, I was driving down the freeway, and out of seemingly nowhere, my heart just starts to ache for Mary like she is the love of my life. which is weird because although I cared for her at that point, I didn't feel that way about her. But it is as if we are in the midst of a torrid romance, and she is the love of my life. And it is so overpowering and so all-consuming, I almost pull over right there on the freeway and go to marry. But it is also so crazy and out of the blue, I just think to myself, whatever this is, it's just gonna pass. I gotta go about my day. So I do. That night, when I got home, there was a message on the answering machine. And it's from Mary's husband. Unexpectedly, she'd gone into surgery that morning. And it had been a success. She'd gotten a new heart. And the first thing she did when she woke up was ask for me. So I called him up and I said, can I come visit? And he said, sure, come by tomorrow. The next day in the car while I'm driving to the hospital, I'm trying to do everything I can not to speed. And by the time I get there and park and get inside, I am practically running through the halls. And when I burst into her room, she is up in her hospital bed, surrounded by her family. And I run up to her to give her a hug. And she grabs my face with both of her hands. And she plants a big kiss right on my face in front of everybody. But it feels like the thing to do. So I kiss her back. And then I sit down and I take her hand. And when I do, a flood, a tidal wave of emotion comes pouring out of my heart, and I can't do anything but just sit and be with the emotions. And then after a little while, I start to feel normal again, and Mary starts to get tired and wants to rest. So I say, okay, Mary, I'll see you tomorrow. And I go. In the car ride back, I am thinking to myself, what in the hell was that? See, here's the thing. I'm a pretty rational guy. I like to base my decisions on data and my understandings on evidence and science. But I kept coming back to the same conclusion. I couldn't get away from it. Over the course of the summer, Mary had been taking all these cherished memories and emotions and feelings and giving them to me to hold in my heart for her. And when she got her new heart, she needed them back. And even though my mind didn't know this was going on, or what all these feelings were about, or what to even do with them, my heart most certainly did. A few weeks later, I got a letter from Mary. And in it was a check for $500, and the words, I want you to take this as a small token of my appreciation. I couldn't have gotten through this summer without you, and I only wish that I could give you more. But the thing that Mary didn't realize is that she had given me at least as much as I had given her, and that we were both more complete people for having known each other that summer. She, with her new heart and her health, and me, with a renewed sense of faith in myself and in the healing power of the people and relationships in my life. And I still carry that with me today, right here in my heart.